those correspondence to Don Cranworth that I asked him about the FNAG information.
But that is separate from the other.
No, it's the same deal. The FEMA and the FMAG is the same.
Even
same
for thing homeowners that, privately and that
but
kind of thing?
It's not for private. As far as I can see, it's not for private landowners.
No, but is there another avenue?
That's what I'm asking Don. Okay. I said, if you know anything about the FMAG that we don't, fill us in. That's what I
asked. I think part of the FEMA conversation was that the homeowners had to be, 20% of them had to be permanent residents.
Well, that came from somewhere, but what we were talking about is a letter for support, a letter of support, or a letter requesting emergency disaster area.
How's it going?
All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call this meeting back to order. Dennis, we are ready.
All righty. Good afternoon, guys. Got several items on the agenda here. The first one is a rezone and minor subdivision for Bill and Sharon Johnson and Barry Johnson. Up here on the board, as you can see, this property is located just south of town on Parr Avenue, south of the golf course. This is a 20-acre parcel. And currently it is zoned RR20, and that was how it was zoned when it was broke into the 20s with the lot divisions way back when. And what they're asking to do is to rezone this property to an RR, just a straight RR zoning, which would allow for the minor subdivision and the creation of a 4-acre lot with the remainder of the 16-acre lot. Wanted to just show you real quick here the zoning around it.
It's how many acres?
It is just over 20 acres. 20.39 acres is the existing lot. And what they want to do is rezone it to RR, which is similar zoning as to the stuff to the east of it and west of it. These are all basically four to 5-acre lots over here.
Is there a minimum lot size on RR?
RR could go clear down to 2 acres.
Go down to two, okay.
Yep. So our minimum standards. With the RR zoning fits around it for the residential stuff. There is some mix with some RR5 and things like that. What they would like to do is subdivide off, I think it's ends up like 4.4 acres. For this minor subdivision. It was
4.05.
Yep, 4.05. So with the zoning that's surrounding it and everything, and all being fairly residential, I think the zoning would fit. The 16-acre remainder, which their house kind of sets clear right in the middle of everything, they are not planning to do anything further in the future. So I don't see where it would, you know, hinder that one way or the other. So with this proposal, also with the Johnson Minor Subdivision, which I think you guys have all of that's included in that, you know, it would be the second part to this, I guess. I don't know how else to, the creation of two lots, the 4-acre lot and the 16-acre lot, if this was to be rezoned. Planning and zoning staff on both of these recommended approval of both of these.
That was unanimous approval?
That was unanimous approval throughout the staff. So the only question that we did have that came up was neighboring property owner, which I believe is this house right here, asked about the zoning, what could or couldn't be built there, and if there was anything else planned on happening with the remaining 16 acres. We answered her questions that they were planning on one residential development and that they weren't planning on doing anything else, and nobody else had any comments.
So when you say both of these, you mean the 1 4-acre lot and the 1 16-acre lot?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. Sorry. The house remains on the 16-acre lot.
Correct. Is there any questions?
No. Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application, zoning application for William and Sharon Johnson and Barry Johnson for the change in zoning district boundary as outlined.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the change of zoning district boundary and minor subdivision permit for Bill and Sharon Johnson and Barry Johnson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Motion carried.
Motion carried. Oh, yeah. Minor subdivision?
Yeah, we just did them both. Oh, you want
we
to
did,
do...
We did the rezone.
I got you. So I did the...
sorry.
Rezone and the minor subdivision in one motion.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a group. Sorry. Yeah. I'm going to pay attention next time.
Isn't that what I did?
That's what I got.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure. Minor right.
Good. I'm doing one at a time here. Sorry.
No, wait a minute.
Figured we'd bundle.
Okay. Applications 2 through 5 is request by Bill and Priscilla Meekum, and they are requesting, basically we've lumped all these into 1, 2, 4 minor subdivisions on the lots that are located out here at the Pinedale Industrial Park. So, again, all of this is zoned light industrial. These 4 lots here are the Meekum minor subdivisions, number 1 and number 2. So there are 4 existing lots. This is just south of the Pinedale Lumber.
Couldn't quite see the lot lines on that.
Yeah,
I guess now I can.
Can you make them out?
I got them now.
Okay.
I see.
So lot 1, lot 2 of Meekum first, and 1 and 2 of Meekum second. So what they would like to do on each of these, they're each their own minor subdivision, and with that would like to split each of these lots into 2 lots. They will have shared access points for each of the created lots throughout each of these minor subdivisions. The lots that we are creating are between 2.2 and 3.1 acres basically. So they're all above our minimum 2-acre lot size for the industrial zoning. Again, with each of these, they're each an individual minor subdivision, but we discussed them and are kind of discussing them now all as in one kind of general concept anyway. If there's questions individually, we'd be more than happy to address those then. With each of these minor subdivisions where they have shared accesses, they have these designated on the plat, and they, Rio Verde Engineering went out with Billy, looked at each of these locations, and he approved the access approaches before this has all been approved.
Okay. Will that access come into one particular lot, or will it try to split the lots? What will that do?
They will come in and they will try to split the lots. I don't have these up here, so I pull up.
Can you pass it around?
Yes. These are real similar.
Here we go.
Oh, we got a giant one. So basically, on this shared lot line, they will have a...
So, Andy, just to let you guys know, we're all these where we have joint lot lines, we'll have the accesses split, so there'll be a joint access easement for each lot, just to reduce the amount of approaches we have.
Planning zone looked at this, it fits all of our standards, with the accesses in place, and there's provisions for drainage easement for the existing drainage down through there. That's been put into place so that will be maintained. Planning zoning staff did not have any problems with it.
What was their vote on this?
4-0.
4-0. So it was unanimous.
Unanimous on these also to approve.
There's one question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, is there any requirement to provide any water supply for fire goes along with any of this?
There is not, because each of these are their own minor subdivision, and they are under the 2 acre, or the two lots are under what is required for the fire suppression. Fire suppression regulation.
So by splitting them, they avoid the fire suppression requirements? Is that accurate?
By splitting them individually as minor subdivisions, yes. They avoid
But if they
that.
Stay like they are, would they be subject to water requirements?
No. As in just one,
so each of these. So nothing's changing in that regard?
No, nothing's changing in that regard.
Okay.
Previous to this, they brought this up about vacating all four of these lots and creating a 9-lot subdivision. With the 9-lot subdivision, they would have fell into those new regulations.
I got it.
Okay. And there's a lot of discussion.
So they're not under them now, and this is not going to change or impact that at all?
No, it would not.
I think my question might be for Mike too, is what standard is the approach brought up to?
I have them on the access permit that they'll be paved.
Okay, that's all I want to know. The approach is
paved. The radius is 24 foot wide.
Okay. That just
for industrial use.
I just wanted that approach to help protect the new industrial.
Yep, they need to be paved. That's part of the.
All right. That's what I was getting at.
Stipulation.
Any further discussion, gentlemen? I think we can probably do all of these in one motion also, if you're so inclined.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Mecum Miners subdivisions on all four lots. Is that correct?
So, has been moved and seconded that we approve the Mecum Miners subdivision as presented. Any further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
I know Mike was wondering if you could get signatures done on all
Sorry.
Of these.
Mine here and make this painless. You got the pen?
Yes.
Right.
Over here.
Okay, I'll just walk for that.
The other thing I was wondering, I'll go over these building permits and stuff that's been issued, just to give you a review on that real quick, but is there anything else Commission sees that we need to look into a deal or
the mail.
Yep.
That's what we should. I don't know if there's any solution to that or not. There's one thing to all of us about the Dan trailer part.
Yep. I'll look into that some more and get back to everybody.
See if there's any remedies we might use to address this.
I mean, that's I think we've looked at that or talked about
that
before.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
But there's not any...
Never came up with any solution.
Well, there's not any zoning regulations that are being violated, aren't they?
No. It doesn't appear really, other than some of the cleanup could maybe happen.
Well, if we could get
it. But it's all privately owned, and then those traders are privately owned.
Right. So they have been.
You got another one?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Turn through it.
Landowner.
Sheriff Lear said there might be a little bit of money.
Yeah, if we need to get to
for,
it.
Crack houses and things like that. But
is this the last one?
Yeah.
They also, the problem with, you can't just push them all into a pile anymore and bury them or get rid of them. They part in pieces,
here.
Parts, and get cleaned
up. Let's just get it done.
There's a lot of work.
Whatever.
You got the fancy shit.
Whatever.
I know in the past, you know, there's been several of them. Push them into whole merch.
That's the part that has the bin. Right. There he goes. Good.
I'm not even close.
Way to come early today, buddy.
I just sent him an email and said, or text, are you close?
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Another format?
That'll teach you.
Yeah.
Okay, so for each split one.
Yeah, so a minor subdivision each lot.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be real successful.
Yeah, so the agenda that I sent you?
Yeah.
Like a house closing.
No kidding.
How many of these?
Thanks, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And kind of finish up here. The other thing that I wanted to give you guys was kind of a rundown on the permits for the last couple of years. And basically, the total number of permits we've increased every year. 2016 there was 86, 2017 there was 107, and current to date this year there's 150. With about two or three more this week. Numbers wise, the accessory structures have been the most, you know, in each year. This year's fairly close with the accessory structures. So it's being shop buildings, exterior barns, stuff like that, buildings that are over 400 square feet. And then the residences are up quite a little bit this year. We're at 51. And with that, there's probably only about eight to ten of those maybe that are guest houses. So a lot of this is either rebuilding stuff or new, brand new construction on new lots. So, and with all of that, the septic permits, there's going to be a septic application for each of those to go out and do inspections on. The other septic permits we've had are replacing systems. There's been probably half of those are just going out to do inspections on additional system, failed systems and stuff. Replacement leach fields. Give you a little idea as to what's going on, and I'll put together something the first of the year too, so we kind of have end of year tally.
That'd be good.
But try to go into maybe a little more detail there.
Okay, great.
Any other questions?
Anything else for Dennis?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen. Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Jump it out of the way.
Todd, come on up.
Dandy. All my notes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I just needed some clarification on items I'm working on, or we're working on. I met with Jay at the fair board, at fairgrounds. He's proposing or is trying, has budgeted for another pole barn for 10 by 10 stalls. I've done a little groundwork on that to see if it'll meet his budget.
And?
I think we need to be creative. I think there is a possibility of purchasing the pole barn and then hiring a contractor to put it up. What's nice is he's not looking for power right now in it, so it's just going to be the frame. I think he'll add the power later, but he's got it right there close. But that would be my recommendation, and I have not got back with Jay since I've met with the pole barn manufacturer. Anyway, how far do you want me? What's my involvement? How's that?
Well, we just want to make sure that it gets done right and on budget. So that's your involvement.
Okay.
Just make it right.
Okay. Just make it. Just make right. Got it. Anyway, I will try to stop and meet with him today.
Do that.
The other big topic I've got is the Daniel Fire Station. And I know Shad's probably, I don't know what his status is, I'm sure thin. If he's around, I was going to try to meet with him this afternoon, and he just wanted to.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I didn't think so, and it's all understandable. He says, we've got time, but he would like to be able to hit the ground running after the first of the year, you know, at least with a plan.
Right.
I'd give him a week or so at least.
Yeah, this rain's very welcome right now, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so just get with Shad then.
Okay.
Here when he gets cut loose.
With Shad, we're still planning on rebidding the siding for the fire station in January.
Okay.
January, February. So hopefully we can get first on the list. I got a email from the health care board inviting me to a meeting tonight. Is that?
Well, that's not us inviting you to their meeting.
No, it's Mary and I chatted a little bit yesterday, but
sorry. I mean, as a private citizen, if you want to go to a health care board meeting,
if I want to be on their board,
you sure can.
Okay.
But we're not requesting you to.
Okay. Well, it's going to be on my way home.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. They're meeting with a funding agency after our meeting. I'm just not sure what my role is. I mean, Mary asked me that I need to be involved, but then I kind of heard that things kind of got slowed down.
Well,
again.
I wouldn't assume that you'd be representing us at that meeting, because we have no indication that they're asking us for anything.
Okay.
But Mr. Chairman, when they came and made the request to do the modifications on the Big Piney or on the Marbleton Clinic, we offered Todd up to be the owner's rep for any of that, and if it relates to that.
Now, if it relates to the Big Piney.
If it relates to the clinic, that's different than their funding request
that's
to the USDA for the Critical Access Hospital.
It's an assembled building committee that's looking at the remodeling of the Big Piney Clinic.
Is that what they're doing tonight?
As Scott presented to us last time, and we did indicate that we would have to have Todd there as our owner's rep. Now,
right.
I said it then, and I'll say it again today. I think their decision to do that is premature, because, as I stated last time, the only reason they would need to do an upgrade in that clinic would be if that facility was going to function as a satellite facility to the CAW, or they were going to pursue with a freestanding emergency department, which, in my mind, that they're not there at making either one of those decisions. So I think that's somewhat premature, but we did tell Scott that Todd would be involved as our owner's rep in that building. However, I'm not sure that Scott understands that those costs are incurred by us during that entire process.
Okay. I guess I was thinking about the Pinedale Clinic. I wasn't even thinking about the Big Piney Clinic, and I was thinking about their new construction out in Bloomfield.
No, he specifically mentioned last time that it would be he was going to present to his board after he met with us about moving forward with an upgrade for the Marlton Big Pine Clinic.
Well, then you definitely need to be involved representing us in that one.
It's going to be a short meeting, because it's unless they invite me with the funding agencies, but I'm not sure why that would be.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand how.
You know what I mean? So,
if it's on your way home.
And I did schedule it for today. I says, look, I says Tuesday would work. Otherwise, we're looking at another week. Now, I know he's got it. As far as his board members, I know Mac Bradley's one of them from Marlton. I can't remember who his representative was from Big Piney.
Lou Ann Hyde is on that.
Okay.
Is this the Big Piney building remodel committee?
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Right. And, of course, Scott's on it. I'm not sure what other board members are.
It seemed like there was seven, but maybe that might have been counting me in the email. Like I say, my knowledge is pretty limited on what the plans are.
Yeah, well, maybe sit and listen and find out. Huh?
So,
okay.
And as far as I know, the building for Sublette County Conservation District, they're started the plans. I don't know where we sit on the contract between us and the Conservation District.
So there's a draft, and Matt sent it to me yesterday. I had some revisions for the draft because I want the MOU to explain how the money's going to work. And I think once we get that ready to go, then we'll bring it here.
Okay. Is the NRCS completely out of the picture?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of think so.
Okay.
I kind of think they just kind of keep the interest or the hopes, maybe.
Mike will be here later.
Yeah.
Just for.
Yeah, but we'll be talking about
then. You can throw that in though.
And so that's really what I had. I just needed to kind of see where my involvement was on these few.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll be able to find out what your involvement is.
Well, and I don't have a problem. Like I say, when I got the invitation, I let Mary know.
Okay.
Because I wasn't too sure, other than Mary said, yeah, we want you involved in the Marbleton Clinic.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I started getting emails from Scott, so.
All right, sounds
but
good.
I will.
Keep us posted.
I have your emails.
All right, sounds good.
Is there anything?
After you meet with Jay, I'll stop by sometime between now and the end of the week, whatever, and see if there's anything I can do
okay.
to relay back to everybody about where, when, how, after you guys have talked.
Okay.
And I can give everybody some more information, too.
Okay, and I kind of put just a preliminary set of plans, not plans, but just a layout okay. of that pole barn with the dimensions and a few things. And I've got it to a manufacturer so that I can at least get some pretty good numbers, if you will. It's the same individual I talked to about the airport one. He seems to be pretty savvy.
Okay.
So, you know, and outside of, he'll take care of all his spans, mm-hmm. his design of that. We just need to give him a footing detail so that we make sure that it's going to help handle the wind loads and stuff. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else, Todd?
I don't think so.
Gentlemen, anything else for Todd?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You
thanks,
bet.
Todd.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Yeah, that was good.
It's close and gone.
That's right.
Ahead of schedule. That's a good deal. Suppose we could get our conference call with John McKinley done early, couldn't we?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks. He's in Jackson and he won't be available until at least 3 o'clock.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already tried that one.
I guess some of our people here get here early. We can start this one.
We can get that started as soon as we have all the players here.
We've got Tony and Chad and Casey. They're probably all coming from. In the fire.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, we'll take a break.